and he's going to be talking moto from RaceRex Online now. All right, we're back here at All Action Sports Radio, and we have a lot of new faces and ears listening to All Action Sports Radio and allactionsportsradio.com. So we want to keep welcoming all our fans and all the stations that keep signing up to be a part of our syndication here. So I want to give a big shout-out over to Tallahassee, to station WFLA 100.7. Thank you for signing up and being a part of All Action Sports Radio. All right, we're in our motocross segment. We're with Jason Weingant, the RaceRex Online editor, who also hosts a TV broadcast of Lucas Oil AMA Motocross and the GNCC Series, the largest and one of the most prestigious off-road racing series in the U.S. Jason, welcome to All Action Sports Radio this week.
Pumped up to be here, as always.
All right, there's like three left. We have Seattle, and everybody's all stoked up about that. Nobody more than Ryan Villopoto, kind of racing in his own backyard. Hey, Jason, you know, you guys put up the spoiler alert on your website because I guess television, they kind of like juggle things, and they want to put it on in prime time, but they have other issues. And there's a lot of venomous emails and Twitters and about whether or not you should be posting the results while people are waiting to watch it on television. What's your strategy on that?
Well, there's really only two races this year that won't be live out of the whole Supercross season. So it's 15 out of 17 are live. A lot of the stuff we do is left over from the days when they weren't all live, which is only about 3 years ago. There weren't any live races, or there were only a handful. So when the race is over, as soon as it ends, we post a link that says spoiler report. Do not click on it if you don't want to know who wins, but you won't see a photo that indicates what happened or anything like that. We purposely put a photo of, like, fireworks at opening ceremonies and things like that. So there's and there's another link that will give you results. Don't click on it. The real thing that gets people, I believe, is Twitter and Instagram. But if we don't do it, there's going to be 1,000 other people doing it, including the riders themselves. So you're going to find that anyway. So my best advice is these two races that are not quite live, that have that short delay, don't look at social media because some dude in the stands is going to post it on his Facebook page, too. You're going to find out. So stay away.
Oh, that's the key. Okay, good. So they shouldn't hate on RaceRex. You're doing all the right things.
Yeah, this sounds crazy, but we'd invite you to unfollow us for a few hours. But and the reason every race was going to be live, but two of them were going to have to be on Fox Sports 2, which is a channel not many people get. They swapped it and said, all right, we'll do a two-hour or three-hour delay to be on Fox Sports 1. So it's a necessary evil. Sports, when college basketball season and stuff like that rolls around, sometimes Supercross gets a bump. Oh, well, we got to deal with it. We're growing.
Yeah, there you go. All right, all good things come to an end. We knew it couldn't last. James Stewart posted an angry, angry picture. He was going for the four-peat, and it did not happen, you know? And the quote was, my guys don't quit. My fans don't quit. I will never quit! Exclamation mark, multiple exclamation marks. You'll never lose as long as you give it your all. And he got a lot of, you know, positive response on that. Just how, I guess, motivated, angry, what was the problem there?
Well, he was sick apparently all week. I talked to some people over there. He was barely visible all day, barely rode practice. But I talked to some people on his team, and they said he was sick all week. He only rode one day, which he would normally ride 3 to 4, and he just nursed it through. So getting a fifth with whatever condition he was in, I think was a pretty big deal. You could see in the main event he didn't have any energy left. He was kind of riding, standing up. But providing he gets healthy, he should be back to the same James Stewart who had won 3 in a row before that. Again, providing this illness goes away in 1 week. You don't always wipe the slate clean just because the calendar changed, right?
Yeah. All right, something we don't do often. Let's look at the points race. It's really a three-way battle at this point for second. James Stewart, Ryan Dungey, and Ken Roczen are all battling for second. You being a betting man, Ryan Dungey being playing it safe. Does James Stewart want to just go for it and get second, or is this just kind of like, let's just stay healthy and wait for the outdoors?
Yeah, I don't think these guys at this level, second place doesn't mean too much for them. It probably would mean an actual bonus money-wise, but even that, if it's 30 grand or 50 grand, I know you're probably thinking that's good money, but these guys make enough where they don't even care about that. When they don't win the title, they're pissed. Second place doesn't make them happy. So I think they're just going to race just the individual races. Like if Stewart could win the last three, he'd be glad to do that. If Dungey could win the last three, he'd be glad to do that. But most importantly, they do want to stay safe. I don't think they care about the points at all. Wherever they end up, they end up. But most importantly, be ready in about a month when we're racing another series.
Which brings me to my next question that I've been waiting to ask you about. Vicky Golden, is there any kind of buzz about her now being eligible to race Supercross? Is there any kind of rush to support her? Or do the riders even care if she tries to jump into the mix next season?
I haven't heard as far as like any teams looking to sign her on or anything like that. I think what would have to happen is, or I think what probably has happened is, she's out in California. I think a lot of the people in the know kind of know where she stands, so they'll have an idea when next year comes around, like, is this a legitimate thing you want to get behind? Does she not have a chance? Does she have a chance? Obviously, just because you're eligible via the rules, there's a lot of riders that are eligible via the rules, but maybe they're not fast enough to qualify. So I would think there's people out in California who've seen a ride and know if this is either a long shot or a possibility. And if it's a possibility, I could easily see not one of the full factory teams, but one of the other teams in the pits getting on board, because you know it's going to get a lot of coverage. Mm-hmm. We're talking about it right now, right?
Yeah, for sure. All right, yeah. We're in Seattle. Who do you got?
I'm going to go with Dungey. How about that?
What?
Yeah, I'm going to change it all up. There's a lot going on. There's a weird situation here where Villopoto has fallen into position to potentially win the title two races early. He's got to gain 5 points or 6 points on Dunge and 5 points on Stewart or something like that. I think it's going to be a little crazier than that. It won't quite work out in his favor this weekend.
Wow. All right. You heard it from Racerette's mouth to your ears. I got to give him his big promo. He's the online editor for Racerette's Online. And if you want the latest in Moto and Supercross news, go to Racerette's Online for the most up-to-date info on all your Moto stars with Jason Weingant. And you can also follow him on Twitter at Racerette's Online on race day, where you get minute-by-minute action all day. Thank you, Jason, for being a part of our show.
Yeah, we'll be spoiling it for you. Seattle's always a gnarly track. Mr. Consistency, Mr. Strong, Dungey. That's who you got to look for on a course like that. That's what I'm saying.
All right, we'll see you there. All right, coming up, we have Martin Davalos here on All Action Sports Radio.